Corporation, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering another concert in miniature, music in the modern idiom. Direct from the Seville Theater in Montreal, we bring you Sam Kenton's interpretation of this progressive music. Now, here is modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you. Thank you, Mr. Miller, for that wonderful introduction. And have I told you, fellas, we are formally on the air. The red light is on, even though you can't see it. This evening, we're doing the broadcast, as Charles said, from the Seville Theater here in Montreal. And to describe a bit of the site, we were working with the acoustics here this evening, and we wanted to be certain that we had a good sound. We took the beautiful backdrop that was hanging there, and, of course, in order to make the sound project, we lifted it several feet into the air, and the trumpet section now, with their back to the wall, resemble a kind of a police line up there. No offense, fellas, I didn't mean to. You know something? So this evening we want to start with a rather casual approach. We're going to have a little rhythm, and we'd like to present, in a sense, the cast of characters that are going to be a part of this evening's concert in miniature. It's going to be based upon a theme that we've played a great deal, so you won't have to worry about chords when you're improvising passages. We'll hear first a little rhythm from the rhythm section. We'll hear a trumpet solo by Buddy Childers. Not much, Buddy, just 16 bars. We'd like to have tenor saxophone Bill Holman. We want some Frankie Rossellino trombone, and we want to add some Sal Salvatore guitar. And, of course, then there's a bit of a build-up, and then we want to present the Count, Connie Condoli, with a very delicate, light expression with a harm and mute. Fellas, I'm talking about minor riff. Bags, will you set the tempo, please?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a rather light, it was a casual opening for this show. Sometimes the thing comes on with a lot of power, but this evening we're sort of developing the thing and creeping in. Speaking of a mood here for the second particular number on this evening's concert in miniature, we're going to pick five trombones, four tenor trombones and a bass trombone, and of course low man on this totem pole of the trombone section is George Roberts. And then on they develop, and they climb to Keith Moon, Bill Russo, Frank Rossellino, and on first trombone, because of the want of the sound of this particular thing that we want from Bob Fitzpatrick, it's Fitz. This is a composition with a piano solo. The piano solo will be played by myself. The composition is interlude. Thank you very much. You know, I think that a string bass has more nicknames than possibly any other instrument in the family of music. To name a couple of comical names, the string bass is often referred to in lighter circles as a doghouse or a bass fiddle. Sometimes in more serious names, it's called a double bass violin, a contrabass. And if you have a band like I have, and you have a fine bass player, you can use such adjectives as great artist, excellent musician, and great asset, and so forth. But if you have a bad bass player, there are many terms that you use that are not mentionable here. However, I can say that we have a wonderful bass player, great artist, excellent musician, and a great asset. This is Bags' second appearance on Concert in Miniature. The current thing with Bagley is a thing called Bags and Baggage. Bags?
Bags, take another bow.
Thank you very much. Not too many bows, or there'll probably be a meeting in the office regarding a new deal that has to do with some kind of reimbursement that is generally termed financial. You know, we sometimes hear a lot of people say, the Kempner Orchestra, yes, I guess they play great music, but I don't know as I can ever recognize the tune that they're playing, and if they are playing, I don't find the melody, and sometimes they say, what is that brass section trying to do, kill themselves? And sometimes they say, look at that drummer work. And sometimes they say, I wonder what Kenton thinks he's doing, and does he know what he's doing? So this particular portion of this evening's concert miniature is dedicated to something that everyone has heard before. We made a record of it some time back, and it's a rather pleasing thing. So for once, we'll throw all complex things to the wind and try to establish here this feeling that we have on the old standard melody, Street of Dreams. We are especially anxious that you notice the alto saxophone solo that appears midway by Vinnie Dean.
Thank you. you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while on our tour throughout the country, we're asked to come to a university or a music school and hear young musicians play, or they're asking our opinions about a new tune or a musician or a particular method of teaching music, and once in a while we're asked to visit a group that are mainly concerned with the progress and development of modern music. This week in Montreal, it was quite a treat. We witnessed a meeting that took place here at one of the big hotels of a wonderful group of people that call themselves the Eminon Society, and it was a thrill to be there, and so much was going on in regard to jazz music and this concern over the thing that we call modern music that I asked if the president wouldn't come down this evening just to say hello on this concert in miniature. The gentleman is here with me, Alfred Wade. I'd like you to say hello to our friends.
Hello, everybody.
Alfred, I wanted you to know one thing. I explained a little bit about it the other day when we were together, but I think that I could say, because there is just this small group of musicians here representing, so to speak, the field of jazz, how a lot of us feel, including all of those that have created jazz for such a long time. We do appreciate very much what you people with the Eminon Society are doing for the music, and we hope that this group is able to inspire other groups throughout the country and throughout the rest of the world in this interest.
Well, Stan, we'd like to thank you, the Society, along with myself and the executive, more or less, and all the people in modern music for sticking together and trying hard to further the interest insofar as the music is concerned, and we'll always do our best.
Thank you, Alfred. Thank you very much, Alfred, and I hope the Eminon Society grows into great proportion. Say, Connie Condoli, would you step over here for a moment? You know, Condi, I've asked you to do a lot of things. First of all, I remember a few years ago I asked you to join the trumpet section, and you said something like, okay. Was that what you said, or was it all right? You're here. 2 years ago, you joined the orchestra. Then first we asked you to blow some soft, beautiful, muted sounds in the jazz idiom, and you said, okay. Then we asked for screaming excitement, and that seemed to be all right. And then sometimes we ask you to work real hard and supply a first trumpet for the brass section. And, well, I've talked a lot about you, and I've also asked another thing, that you stop talking about your brother Pete. I have another thing that I want to ask this evening. Here's an assignment, Count. There's a particular thing that's been created here for you on the trumpet. It's a fantasy of Bill Russo's. And I wonder if you would take your trumpet, your conception, your feeling for jazz music, and bring these notes that look pretty cold on paper to life in this fantasy of Russo's called Portrait of a Count.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connie Condoli. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this week Canada has been celebrating its 85th anniversary of its independence, and really endless are the complimentary remarks we Americans could say about Canada and Canadians. Many things could be said regarding your economic growth, but I'm not an expert on this subject, nor is it possible for me really to adequately dwell on the social and material developments of this country. Because, however, my life is music, I know the Canadian and American desires in music are identical in jazz as well as the classical world. The musicians of both nations want the same for music, and we perform together and belong to the same working federation. If all forms of endeavor between Canada and the United States are the same as in music, we Americans congratulate ourselves for having you as our neighbors, and we congratulate you Canadians on your 85th year of independence. To be personal for the moment, one Canadian trumpet player, besides blowing his way to fame in our brass section, did a great deal toward elevating the musical level of our orchestra. We thank you, Maynard Ferguson, and we wish you lots of luck with your own orchestra. We have here a composition that meant a great deal to us about 10 years ago when we opened at a theater in Brooklyn, a place called the Flatbush. It was written especially for our very first theater engagement. The curtain went up that day, and with a lot of anxiety, I walked toward the microphone, pretty scared, and I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present this thing that we call a concerto to end all concertos." Thank you very much. I must say that the trumpet heard in that last portion was Buddy Childers, and the alto saxophone was Vinnie Dean. And I must say this, Charles Miller, that
I thank you very much for being here with us and helping us with the affair. And what can we help you with?
Well, thank you, Stan. We'll have to be going by now. NBC has brought you another Concert in Miniature, Stan Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Seville Theater in Montreal through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Join us next week at this time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature with modern America's men of music. This is Charles Miller speaking. Follow the campaign of the next president on NBC.